If you have been following the financial markets this week, you know Facebook and its parent company Meta have been taking a major hit. In part, it's because they will lose about $10 billion in sales this year because of a privacy change made by Apple to its iOS operating system last year. Brian Chen is the lead consumer technology writer at the New York Times. He joined us on Skype earlier to explain what's going on.
Basically, there is this huge domino effect. Early last year, Apple released this iPhone update, and it came with a new feature. When you open apps, a pop-up window would show up asking you for permission to track you across the web and other apps, and this was for the sake of serving you targeted ads. Fast forward to today, it's been almost a year since that feature came out, and 75% of people worldwide have opted not to be tracked. That's problematic for a lot of internet companies that relied on advertising to find new customers. But in the end, that definitely hurts bigger companies like Facebook, whose bread and butter was to help smaller brands target us with ads.
Apple has long promoted the extreme privacy you get when you use its rather elegant products. But as you say, for everybody else, Facebook, Google, online marketers, is this the destruction of their business model or is that too dramatic?
It's fair to say that it definitely is the destruction of the business model because it's not really something that you can tweak by pressing a few buttons and making a few adjustments to how you do business. Basically, the reason why it's so destructive for companies like Facebook is because back in the day, a smaller brand like, let's say, a pastry shop or an online beauty supply store, they could go on Facebook, they could go into their database and say, I want to target a person who has so-and-so interests and very easily find those customers and advertise to them for very cheaply, by the way. Now it's much harder for those small brands to find you, to serve you advertising that's relevant to you. And a lot of those small brands are no longer advertising on Facebook. There's nothing really that they can do to replace what they were able to do in the past right now. They're just not advertising. That really hurts Facebook's bottom line when it comes to advertising revenue.
Would you recommend we opt into these privacy upgrades from Apple? And how do we do it? You mentioned 3/4 of users have already done so.
It's quite simple. On the iPhone, when you download an app that wants to track you, the first time you open it, it's going to ask you, basically, do I have the permission to track you? Yes or no? And unsurprisingly, you know, in response to a question like that, a lot of people have chosen no. Now, as to whether or not I would do it, I think it's really, you know, it depends on what the app and what the context is. Like, if you really feel that you would like to see more relevant advertising for a certain type of app, or if you want to be supportive of a company that seems kind of small and relies on showing you advertisements to exist, maybe you'll want to hit yes. But I think for a lot of people, they're hitting no because they're concerned about their privacy, and that's very understandable.
I think you touched upon this lightly. If we could just drill down a little bit, how do these companies collect our data?
Big media companies like Facebook, they had been tracking you across the web and different apps you used to build this very detailed profile of what you like and who you are. So you visit a website, for example, and there's a Facebook like button on there. That like button is logging a record of the fact that you loaded this website and you're reading a certain article about a certain topic. So it could be sports, for example, and they'll add a data point that you like sports. And they'll collect all this information across the web, as well as different apps that have these invisible trackers inside them. And they'll compile all this information into a very detailed profile about who you are. That profile eventually goes into a database, and smaller brands search for somebody like you, you know, like somebody who likes sports, somebody who likes to stay healthy and wants, you know, whole foods and that kind of thing. They'll punch in that criteria for the people they want to target with their ads, and then be able to show you an advertisement on, say, the Instagram app or a website that uses Facebook's advertising network. Companies like Facebook have already said that they're going to figure out another way to keep tracking people and keep serving targeted advertising to people. It's just going to have to be very different than the way they used to do it. So they're researching ways to figure out what our interests are without having to track us across the web and continue to let those advertisers find us in a different way. And that's going to take some time. It's probably going to take about a year or so. In the meantime, you're probably going to see companies like Facebook suffering because a lot of their advertisers don't really know what to do right now. They don't know how to find us, so they're not spending any more money on advertising on Facebook.
It's difficult, especially in recent months when we've learned about some of these nefarious practices, to feel sorry for a Facebook or a Google, but should we not care as long as our privacy is protected?
I think something that's been understated for consumers is the consequence potentially for them when you think about it. Like, if these companies, these smaller brands, can no longer advertise to us, then there has to be a trade-off. If they can't grow their customer base, they can't find new customers, then what are they going to do? A lot of them right now, they're just raising their prices on the, for their existing customers to make up for their losses. So you're going to probably see the prices for a lot of things online going up. That's not just because of inflation, but because some of these smaller companies are struggling to find new customers. That's something to think about very deeply. You know, this is the cost of what we're getting right now. It's stronger privacy, sure, but we are paying for it in dollars. Maybe some people will find that that's worth it. Maybe some people will be unhappy about it. It's something for people to think about. I'm not going to tell people, you know, how to feel about it, but that's really what the trade-off is right now.
That's New York Times lead consumer technology writer Brian Chen.